The New York Times is transforming journalism by using artificial intelligence to enhance, not replace, human storytelling. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, February 23rd, 2025. Here's what's making waves in AI-driven journalism. Let's get into it. Artificial intelligence is changing how news is researched, written, and delivered. A 2023 report by Journalism AI, a research initiative at the London School of Economics, found that 85% of news organizations have experimented with artificial intelligence tools to assist with tasks like summarizing articles, generating headlines, and automating content recommendations. But how is this really playing out in the newsroom? The New York Times has embraced artificial intelligence to help with newsroom tasks, making processes more efficient without replacing human judgment. The company has introduced Echo, an internal artificial intelligence tool that helps summarize articles, suggest headlines, and generate promotional copy for social media. Editorial and product teams also use artificial intelligence for copy editing, search engine optimization, and coding assistance. These tools are designed to support journalists, not replace them. Now, imagine watching a movie where not a single human was involved in writing the script or editing the footage. That's no longer science fiction. And in the newsroom, Echo is handling repetitive tasks so journalists can focus on investigative reporting and original storytelling. But while Echo can summarize articles and suggest headlines, it doesn't write full news stories or make significant changes to drafts. Human journalists are still at the heart of content creation. Despite these advancements, artificial intelligence in journalism comes with challenges, particularly around accuracy, editorial control, and ethical concerns. The New York Times has made it clear that while artificial intelligence can assist with certain newsroom tasks, human journalists will continue to handle all reporting, writing, and editing. Artificial intelligence-assisted content is always reviewed to ensure it meets the publication's standards for accuracy and credibility. With more media companies introducing artificial intelligence into their workflows, its role in news production is still being shaped. While artificial intelligence can improve efficiency, the bigger question is whether it can do so without compromising trust. The New York Times approach provides insight into how artificial intelligence can be used to support journalism while maintaining its core values. Through Echo, the New York Times demonstrates how artificial intelligence can thoughtfully and responsibly support newsrooms, enhancing productivity without compromising journalistic integrity. This isn't just a tech upgrade, it's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number is only growing. But with that growth comes a darker side, as evidenced by the recent controversy involving actress Scarlett Johansson. Imagine scrolling through your social media feed and coming across a video that appears to show Johansson in a compromising situation. But here's the twist. It was never her. It was a deepfake, an AI-generated video that can manipulate images and sounds to create hyper-realistic but entirely fake content. This incident has prompted Johansson to call on United States lawmakers to set firm regulations on AI, specifically targeting the ban of deepfake videos. She expressed her concerns, saying, "It's scary that the United States government remains silent and slow in passing laws that protect its citizens from the increasingly real danger of AI." The video in question did not just feature Johansson. It included AI-generated versions of other well-known Jewish celebrities like Drake, Jerry Seinfeld, and Steven Spielberg. The clip ended with a message rallying against anti-Semitism. But Johansson emphasized that regardless of the message, the misuse of AI in this way is unacceptable. Johansson, who is Jewish herself, stated, "I am a Jewish woman who does not tolerate anti-Semitism or hate speech in any form. However, I also believe that the potential for hate speech propagated by AI is far more dangerous than anyone responsible for it. We must criticize AI abuse, whatever the message is, or we will lose control of reality." This is not the first time Johansson has faced issues with AI. Back in 2023, she threatened legal action against a company using her AI likeness in unlicensed advertisements, and she was shocked to hear her voice mimicked by an AI assistant. Despite the introduction of a bill against sexually explicit deepfakes last year, broader AI regulations in the United States have seen little progress. Johansson's call to action highlights the urgent need for legal frameworks to keep pace with rapidly advancing technologies. If regulations are not implemented soon, the threat could grow even larger in the future. AI makes creating deepfake videos easier than ever, raising questions about trust, privacy, and the very nature of reality. Actress Scarlett Johansson is leading the charge for AI regulations, particularly calling for a ban on deepfake videos. This comes after a deepfake video featuring her and several other Jewish celebrities went viral, sparking a fierce debate about the ethics of AI-generated content. Imagine scrolling through your social media and seeing a video of Johansson wearing a white t-shirt, seemingly giving a middle finger with a Star of David on her hand and the word Kanye underneath. But here's the kicker. It was never her. It was an AI creation, a deepfake that manipulated her image to create a false narrative. Scarlett Johansson has voiced her concern, stating, "It's scary that the United States government remains silent and slow in passing laws that protect its citizens from the increasingly real danger of AI." The deepfake video did not just involve her, but also AI-generated versions of celebrities like Drake, Jerry Seinfeld, and Steven Spielberg, all ending with a message against anti-Semitism. Despite the message, Johansson stresses that the misuse of AI in this manner is unacceptable. This is not Johansson's first encounter with AI misuse. Back in 2023, she threatened legal action against a company using her AI likeness in unlicensed advertisements. She was also shocked when her voice was mimicked by an AI assistant. These incidents underline the urgent need for comprehensive AI regulations. While the United States introduced a bill against sexually explicit deepfakes last year, broader AI regulations have seen little progress. Johansson's call to action highlights the pressing need for legal frameworks to keep pace with rapidly advancing technologies. If not addressed soon, the threat could grow even larger, making it easier than ever to create deepfake videos and raising questions about trust and privacy. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. Scarlett Johansson's call for AI regulations underscores the urgent need to address the ethical dilemmas of deepfake technology before it further blurs the lines of reality. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.